وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
O Israelites, remember when Allah saved you from the people of Pharaoh, who were tormenting you, slaughtering your sons so you would not survive, and letting your women live so they could serve them, taking great pains to humiliate and insult you when you were saved from the oppression of Pharaoh and his people. It was a great test for you from your Lord to see if you would be thankful.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
Remember Allah's favor in saving you when He parted the sea and made it a dry path for you to go through while drowning your enemies, Pharaoh and his followers, before your very eyes as you looked on.
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
Also, remember that the 14 nights appointed to Moses were from the blessings of Allah, in which the revelation of the Torah, with its light and guidance, was completed. Yet you went and worshipped the calf during that period, which made you into wrongdoers.
ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون.
Then Allah forgave you when you asked for forgiveness. I did not take you to account for it, so that you might be thankful to Him, worshipping Him in the best way and doing as He instructed.
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
Also, remember that Allah's giving Moses, peace be upon him, the Torah as a criterion between truth and falsehood, discriminating between guidance and misguidance, so that you might be guided to the truth through it, were from the blessings of Allah.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Also, remember that Allah's allowing you to ask His forgiveness for worshipping the calf, when Moses, peace be upon him, told you that you had wronged yourselves by taking the calf as a Allah and worshipping it, were from the blessings of Allah. Moses told you to ask for forgiveness and repent to your Creator by some of you killing others, because turning to Him in this way was better for you than persisting in disbelief, which would lead to an eternity in the fire of hell. So, you did this with Allah's approval, and He forgave you, for He is forgiving and merciful with His servants.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
Also, remember when you shamelessly addressed Moses, peace be upon him, saying that you would not believe him until you saw Allah with your own eyes in the open before you, and the lightning struck you and killed you, while some of you looked at the others.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Then he brought you back to life after death so that you might be thankful to him for the blessings he granted you in this way.
وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Another of Allah's blessings was that He sent clouds to shade you from the heat of the sun when you were wandering the earth. And He sent down manna, a sweet drink similar to honey, and quails for you, telling you to consume of the good things He had provided you with. Their ingratitude and disbelief for these blessings did not affect Allah in any way, but they wronged themselves, losing their share from the good they had done and exposing themselves to suffering. Beneficial points. The Israelites received many great blessings from Allah, which only increased their pride and stubbornness. The verses show the vast extent of His patience and mercy with His servants, even if they do great wrong. Revelation is the criterion between truth and falsehood.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Remember, from Allah's blessings upon you, when He told you to enter Jerusalem and abundantly consume with ease from the good things in it from any place you wanted. He told you to prostrate in humility to Him when you entered, asking Him to remove your sins so that He might answer you and increase those who do good actions, rewarding them in this way.
فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
The wrongdoers among them changed what they were told to do and say, and entered dragging themselves on their ears, saying, "A grain in a hair," mocking Allah's sacred law. Due to their actions, He sent down a torment from the sky upon the wrongdoers among them, because they trespassed over the limits of the law and disobeyed His command.
وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
Remember, from Allah's blessings upon you, when you were in the wilderness, and you suffered great thirst, So Moses prayed to his Lord and asked that he give you water. Allah commanded that he hid the rock with his stick. And when he hid it, 12 springs appeared from it, the same number as the number of your tribes. Water gushed from them, and Allah made clear to each tribe which was their spring to drink from, so that there would be no conflict between you. And he told you to eat and drink from what he provided for you, without any effort or work from you, and told you not to put your efforts into ruining things on earth.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
Also, remember when you were ungrateful for the blessings of your Lord and became tired of the manna and quails he sent down to you, and said that you would not put up with one type of food. So you asked Moses, peace be upon him, to ask Allah to produce herbs, vegetables, cucumbers, grains, lentils, and onions from the plants on earth for you to consume. Moses said, disapproving of your request, that you wanted to exchange manna and quails, which were better and nobler, and came to you without effort or work. For what was lesser and worse? You were told to go down from this land to any town, and that you would find what you had asked for in its fields and markets. Due to following whims and repeatedly turning away from what Allah chose for them, they were disgraced, given poverty and misery. They earned Allah's anger because they turned away from His religion and disbelieved his signs, and unjustly and brutally killed his prophets, all because they rebelled against Allah and used to transgress his limits. Beneficial points. Those who manipulate and distort the text of sacred law, as the Israelites did, will get what they deserve from Allah. Mocking the sacred law of Allah deserves a severe punishment. The verses highlight the great favor Allah showed to the Israelites and their great ingratitude, stubbornness, and turning away from Allah and His laws in return. We should be extremely grateful when giving great blessings. Ingratitude for these blessings is a great wrong and deserves a stern punishment. The verses state the severe misfortune that results from people rebelling against and transgressing the limits of Allah, bringing humiliation and shame to the offenders, and allowing their enemies to have power over them.